Part 1, a huge classroom distraction. So there is YouTube, the lifesaver for teachers during the pandemic that continues to provide useful videos for students. Then there is YouTube, the endless distraction that followed kids back into the classroom. Together, both versions are causing tension between parents and educators over the role technology should play in school. As schools shut down due to COVID-19, school districts across the U.S. scramble to get laptops and tablets to students. According to survey data from the Consortium for School Network, 86% of U.S. middle schools gave every student a device. So these devices and other associated online services made remote school possible. However, many students started goofing off and watching YouTube when they were supposed to be paying attention. Parents expected that when their kids returned to the classroom, YouTube would not be necessary anymore. School administrators say gadgets have become part of the daily curriculum for many middle and high school students. YouTube is the third most popular online resource used by teachers in US K-12 schools behind Google Drive and Google Forms. And that's according to student data analytics firm Schoolytics. Interestingly, teachers don't want to block it entirely. Some schools are fighting tech with tech, installing monitoring software such as LandSchool and GoGuardian so that teachers can turn off YouTube when it is not assigned. Other schools are restricting the YouTube channels that students can watch. YouTube parent, Google, has instructions on how school IT staff can do that. Some teachers restrict YouTube viewing to just their own computers. Most of the existing solutions typically create more work for teachers. Patrolling the class on foot is not a good option because kids are quick to hide their browsers when they see a teacher approaching. Some districts are yet to settle on a plan for handling the YouTube conundrum. Parents have been pleading with school districts to do more to restrict YouTube on school-issued iPads for nearly 4 years. School district officials say that teachers can block and shut down websites and apps that students are using through Apple's Classroom app. Some districts have set up tech advisory committees made up of high school students, K-12 teachers, school administrators, and parents to help develop long-term tech plans. A middle school science teacher in North Carolina said YouTube can be a blessing and short video clips bring her lectures to life. During a recent unit on earth science, she showed the class a 5-minute video about erosion, and during a lesson on pollution, she played videos of ocean cleanups. However, she wishes her school had monitoring software. She said the time she spent walking around looking at everyone's screen takes away from the time she could be helping someone else who has a question about the assignment. She estimates that she bust 6 to 7 kids daily for watching YouTube or playing games, and that's about a third of her class. She and her fellow teachers agreed to reduce students' use of computers in class to curb the YouTube binge and clamp down on cheating. The sixth graders now use their Chromebooks for in-class assignments about half the time, down from full-time last year. She said the goal is to use Chromebooks only 10% of the time. So last year, she conducted an experiment where one group completed an assignment on their computers and the other group completed the same assignment on paper. All the students who did it on paper turned in their work, but only 70% of the students who did it on the computer turned it in because they were distracted by YouTube and video games. Still, she doesn't support a ban. She acknowledges that kids have short attention spans, and sometimes teachers have to jump up and down and do cartwheels to get them excited and interested. She said sometimes teachers can find a YouTube video that can do those cartwheels for them. Part 2, the pandemic learning slide. National test results released back in June show reading and math scores for 13-year-olds have continued to worsen since the height of the COVID pandemic, setting up more roadblocks to their success in high school and beyond. Average scores on the 2023 National Assessment of Educational Progress, known as the Nation's Report Card, show that 13-year-olds declined 4 points in reading and 9 points in mathematics compared with 2020. For mathematics, it was the largest drop for 13-year-olds seen in 50 years. The average score in math fell to 271 out of a possible 500, reaching its lowest point since 1990. For reading, the average score fell to 256, falling to its lowest point since 2004. The tests assessed students' ability to complete basic equations in math, such as multiplying a two-digit number by a three-digit number, and to demonstrate foundational skills in reading comprehension, such as locating specific information in a short written passage. The long-term assessments were administered in October 2022 through December 2022 to 13-year-olds in the 8th and 7th grades. They provide a crucial measure of pandemic learning loss for U.S. teens at a critical point in their schooling. National Center for Education Statistics Commissioner Peggy Carr said the most recent data show academic declines suffered during the pandemic haven't stabilized, despite efforts by districts and schools to address learning loss. Carr said students now age 13 were hit particularly hard by the pandemic because they were acquiring important reading and math skills in the 4th and 5th grades when the onset of COVID-19 occurred. The test results show that students' learning of math skills fell more sharply during the pandemic compared with reading, echoing earlier research. Commissioner Carr said the data also show that gaps between high and low performing students grew during the pandemic. The decline shows students' academic skills are getting worse, a trend that had been underway for years before the COVID pandemic. Teachers and researchers say that students who are falling behind by 8th grade are less likely to succeed in high school and graduate on time, potentially leading to a lower college enrollment and earning potential. By the time U.S. students are in the 8th grade, they should master fundamental aspects of reading comprehension and demonstrate an understanding of fractions and the basics of pre-algebra. Sean Reardon, a professor at Stanford University's Center for Education Policy Analysis, said U.S. schools are ill-equipped to provide tools that could bring students back up to speed. Despite an influx of federal relief funding, issues including labor shortages have hindered districts' efforts to provide students with fixes such as high-quality, high-intensity tutoring. His research, based on an analysis of school districts in 41 states, found that disruptions caused by the pandemic had, by the spring of 2022, cost the average U.S. student half a year in lost math learning and a third of a year in lost reading skills. Districts with large numbers of minority students or high levels of poverty fared worse. Reardon said whether students will reach the proficiency levels they should acquire by high school graduation is unclear. To reverse the slide for these students, many of whom will be attending high school this fall, Reardon said schools must act quickly to provide more classroom time and supplemental instruction for those who are falling behind. Commissioner Carr said factors contributing to the academic challenges faced by 13-year-old students might include mental health issues and problems with school climate. Federal surveys show that mental health problems among students have worsened since the height of the pandemic, as have concerns about bullying, crime, and safety on campus. She said it is still unclear which interventions best promote academic recovery, although teachers responding to federal surveys have emphasized the importance of high-dosage tutoring. Part 3. Chemistry assignments and video games. Middle school has become high stakes. Teachers and education researchers say that students who are falling behind by eighth grade are less likely to succeed in high school and graduate on time. The focus in recent decades on making education more equitable to girls has resulted in less attention being paid to boys. Education experts say that boys have struggled to regain their motivation after the pandemic, problems compounded by the omnipresent distraction of laptops and other tech devices, both at home and in the school classroom. 13-year-old boys and girls have had declines in reading and math test scores since the pandemic, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Yet, girls score higher than boys in reading, and girls are completing high school at a higher rate than boys. Girls have been surpassing boys in school since at least the 1950s. That's according to Richard Reeves, the president of the American Institute for Boys and Men, a nonpartisan, nonprofit research organization. In the past, colleges were more willing to accept male applicants in need of improvement. That has changed, and women now outnumber men on college campuses. Some families have decided that spending on tutors, skills coaches, and occupational therapists is worth it for better grades, boosted confidence, and self-advocacy, even if the monthly tab runs into the thousands of dollars. Boys whose families cannot afford that risk falling through the cracks. Some educators are tackling the problem with all-boys middle schools or boy-friendly practices and free tutoring in co-ed schools. Sometimes, boys' struggles in school start as early as age 7. Some are perpetually fidgety and forgetful, and some go on to receive attention deficit hyperactivity disorder diagnosis, ADHD, or even later found out to be on the autism spectrum. Fidgety boys often distract other kids and get in trouble for it, which can lead parents to seek evaluations for ADHD and other disorders. Nearly 14% of kids in the U.S. between the ages of 12 and 17 have been diagnosed with ADHD, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Boys get ADHD diagnoses more than twice as often as girls. While some boys seem unfocused, they don't get particularly disruptive in the classroom and could even be placed in the gifted and talented program. Some parents hire private occupational therapists to help the boys with organization and time management skills, sometimes at a cost of more than $500 a month. The roots of boys' problems are complex. Things that often benefited boys in school, including male teachers, recess, and vocational classes, have dwindled in recent years. The post-pandemic ubiquity of technology has also contributed to boys' problems and parents' frustration. Few boys would choose studying for a boring chemistry assignment over playing their favorite video game. And with Chromebooks turned on and available throughout the day, boys are accessing YouTube and games during class. Girls have their share of tech problems too, but psychologists say that the desire for likes and connection that makes social media so appealing and sometimes harmful can actually benefit girls as they pursue positive feedback from their teachers and peers. Parents, tutors, and education experts say that boys need extra encouragement to understand the payoff of working hard in school. Basically, they need a more significant reason than later grades.